kind of hoping that we'd get a nice little end of the world after that.
But you know, like live, laugh, toast, or bath.
I've considered slipping into a bathtub while blow drying my hair.
DeLulu is the Salulu.
Back in May, we partnered with an incredibly unique small business called Aware Causes, and that's AwareCauses, which would also be their Instagram handle, to provide our listeners with the largest discount code they have to offer. Their website is www.awarecauses.com, and enter NotAlone30, that's NotAlone30, at checkout to receive 30% off your entire purchase. And on their website, you can find an assortment of different jewelry, each of which represent a different type of cause to bring more awareness to. When the jewelry is purchased for a specific cause, the company donates a portion of that purchase to a charity in honor of that specific cause. Aware Causes also has an assortment of apparel to choose from on their website. So check out their website to shop for jewelry and apparel with a cause. And again, that's www.awarecauses.com. Enter the discount code NotAlone30. Again, NotAlone30 at checkout and get 30% off your entire purchase. While you're on their website, scroll down to the bottom of their homepage to enter your email address to sign up for their newsletter.
Thank you so much for tuning in to season 2, episode 1 of the Trigger Warning Podcast, and welcome back. As much as I enjoyed my time off, I am so happy to get back into filming our show. Also, speaking of Aware Causes, I entered a giveaway and they were promoting for their customers and or future customers to subscribe to their newsletter, and I won. And I want a cropped hoodie that should be here any day now. And I cannot wait to continue to wear their products and support incredibly important causes. Aware Causes website is actually listed under our resources tab, along with a reminder of the discount code to get 30% off your entire purchase. You just scroll down to the bottom of their website and you'll find a place to enter their email. Enter your email address, excuse me, to subscribe to their newsletter.
I'm so excited to get my stuff in. I have ordered it. And it's coming.
I'm proud of you. They're going to be so excited.
I'm excited.
So a lot has happened within this last month of our break. Mental Health America recognizes June as Men's Mental Awareness Month, and we also celebrated Pride Month in June, which is a celebration recognizing the LGBTQI+, which is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, intersex, plus community. Of course, we both feel so strongly about supporting and spreading awareness and resources for both of these incredibly important causes. And now July is Minority Mental Health Month, which is about bringing awareness to obstacles for many that include lack of health insurance, less access to treatment, and stigma. Important information and resources will be shared at the end of this show to honor and spread awareness to these causes. And of course, direct links to the resources provided will be listed under our resources tab on our website. Tori, how are you doing? How was your time off?
Oh my gosh. Where do I start with what I've done during our time off? I had a surgery. I have had 2 minutes to myself in the last 45 days, 2 entire minutes, that's it. And that was like 5 minutes ago that I had those 2 minutes. My children are just as feral as they have ever been. This morning we got up early and took a fishing trip with 3 12-year-old boys, a 7-year-old girl, and my 3-year-old girl. And I am so tired, but my time off was well spent.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that. And I see that you caught fish.
We did. The 3-year-old, my daughter, she caught a bass that was like a solid, probably 11, 12 inches. And she was so proud of herself. She was like, look, daddy, I caught my fishy. And it was just so cute. And then the boys were a little bit jealous of this, of course, you know, because they were catching bluegill that were like that big. But, you know, the three-year-old definitely beat them if there was a contest going on.
Yeah. And I'm sure she was so proud of it, too.
100%. Well, she was so proud.
Good. Well, I don't know. I know we live just about 25 minutes apart from each other, but it was storming earlier off and on this morning. Mm-hmm. Did you get that storm? Please tell me that you heard that theory that when it storms, that my parents instilled this in me for a fact. So that theory, when it storms, when you're taking a bath or a shower, if you are more at risk to get struck by lightning. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. So growing up in my house, I was the youngest of five, and somehow we always all got on the same shower night, which was just a cluster because there's one bathroom and seven people lived in the house. And if it was storming, we went to school smelly. Sorry, you're going to get struck by lightning. My mother would freak out about it. It was, yes. I 100% still believe it. My husband makes fun of me.
I still believe it too. And I remember when I was younger, I was taking a shower and it had just started storming and the power went out and I screamed bloody murder as if Bloody Mary herself came to visit me after saying her name three times in the mirror.
Like as a child, I'm like, oh no, I don't want to get struck by lightning in the shower. And I'm like, oh no, please strike me by lightning in the shower. You know,
that's what I was just going to say. I was going to test that theory today, but I wanted to do my makeup today. So if I look more snatched than usual, it's because I contoured my face to the Lord's. None of those Lords I'm referring to also go by Scott Disick. But because I really wanted this to show up on camera today, and you know how they call it a full beat?
Mm-hmm.
I beat the shit out of my face, for real.
I don't wear makeup very often in the summertime. So, of course, I come downstairs, and I'm dressed to the nines. My hair straightened. It's not in a ponytail. I literally was just in my fishing clothes an hour and a half ago. My kids are like, where's my mom? That's not, where is she?
Mom, so I get where are it. You going dressed yeah. like that?
What are you doing? And I just walk into the podcast room and I'm like, leave me alone, you know.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
Well, just like you with fishing, I did spend a lot of time with my husband fishing. And I don't fish myself. I'm not opposed to it by any means. I mean, Mike will have to put the worm on for me. I do not want to touch that. But it's more relaxing for me to just go down to the river mm-hmm. with my dogs, bring a journal, bring my iPad, and just read and just enjoy the fresh air and sunshine. I spent time with my niece. She was with us for 3 weeks, and she lives about 3 hours away from us right now. And she looks more and more like my brother every single time I see her. It is crazy. I also attended Slim Shady's funeral along with a million of other Eminem fans with Eminem's new album, The Death of Slim Shady. I have literally, it's been out for 2 days, and I have literally been listening to it on repeat. And I'm repping my Sell Shady necklace in honor of this album just because it feels right. And I'm not super clear with the album on whether he actually killed off Slim Shady or not, but I mean, I'm sure he did. I'm sure that was his intentions, but just about every single song is a banger. It is, that is my man, that is Eminem. And it exceeded my expectations, which I didn't really know was possible with him. And do you know the song by Jelly Roll, Somebody Save Me?
Ah, yeah, I do. Sorry, about knocking my mic off my desk, but yes, I do.
That's like one of the only Jelly Roll songs I really know, and it's a really good song. Mm-hmm. Back to my niece, she can sing it word for word. She gets teared up when she sings it, and it's so cute. So I showed her the Eminem version because Eminem put it on his album and then put his pieces into it, which is, mm-hmm. It tugs at the heart big time. But I showed that to her. You could tell she knew something wasn't right about it. She's like, this ain't my Jelly Roll. I know.
I know you'll be disappointed. I haven't listened to one song off the album. I'm so sorry. I just have not done I Love You.
You know what? I mean, I've had plenty of people send me screenshots telling me that they've been listening to it. So I know that those are my diehard followers, and maybe you're just not.
I'm sorry. As soon as we get off of this call today, I'm going to forget and probably not do it, but I'm going to try to remember it.
I appreciate the effort, honestly.
Thank you.
But if you don't eat, sleep, and breathe Eminem, you know,
I don't. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I mean, he's a great artist. Like, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just like not my music style.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So I get it. I get why you haven't listened to it yet. I just listened to it before we started filming this episode. So that's not a surprise. And I'd like to state this right now. I'd love to be buried in the same grave as Slim Shady.
I think, I don't think he's going to allow that.
He's going to be not alive, Tori.
Oh, gosh. Please don't salt burn his grave. I would just really appreciate it if you didn't. Please tell me you got that reference.
I got it. But I wonder if Eminem actually created a grave for Slim Shady. Because, you know, he created Obituary, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I would not be surprised.
I will find it.
That would be very impressive. I hope he did that. That sounds amazing. That's so deeply artistic for him. And I would believe him to be doing something like that.
Oh, 100%. I also intended for this episode to be like a soft welcome back, but I got a lot to talk about, so I'm sure shit gonna talk today.
I'm here to listen.
Good. Love that. I felt that this is really personal, and I felt that it was extremely important for me to share on our platform today. For nearly all of my life, I have struggled with anxiety every single day. I know that anxiety plays tag with nearly every mental illness that I am diagnosed with. However, the medications that I've been put on have never seemed to touch the anxiety part of my illnesses. And for months now, I've been at a point where every medication that I'm on has been working for me in the ways that they are intended to for the specific illnesses that I have. Aside from that, though, I also discussed how I've been having sleep issues, and I've nearly maxed out on the new dose of sleeping medications I was put on a few months ago. These meds have been working better than any of the other ones that I've tried. I've been able to fall asleep. However, I still get up and I'm up and down throughout the night, but I've accepted the fact that that may be the closest I get to getting sleep. I've also felt that because my medications have been working so well for what I've needed them to work for, I was forever just going to have to live with the fact that I was going to have to deal with debilitating anxiety every single day and push myself off a cliff. I'm just kidding. Push myself every single day to fight through this awful feeling. And I did feel this way because I didn't want to adjust any doses on any of the other medications. I did not want to add or remove any of them. I just felt like I was as close as possible to be able to survive each day aside from the anxiety part. And one day I just went to get a refill on one of my anxiety medications, and I just felt the medication I refilled was worthless to me because it's specifically supposed to target anxiety, but more for panic attacks. It's a fast-acting medication, but also faster to wear off. And it's never been specific constant panic attacks that I've dealt with. It's specifically debilitating anxiety that I feel all day long that can lead to being capable of throwing me into a panic attack. And the night before I refilled this medication, I just happened to be doing some research on different mental illnesses, including my own, which may be an odd thing, but it isn't for me. I came across several sources of information about treatment-resistant anxiety, depression, or both, and I went into this deep hole of stories shared by other individuals that struggled with the same things. I kept finding the same medication prescribed to these individuals that dealt with treatment-resistant anxiety or depression or both. I built up the courage and I decided it was time to stop feeling like I had to deal with something just because I had been dealing with it my entire life. And I called my psychiatrist, explained how I had been feeling with my anxiety, and explained that I felt like it had been treatment resistant all of these years. I discussed my research with her and I asked to be removed off that medication I was just talking about and asked to be prescribed the medication I found in my research. And these medications are similar in the sense that they are strong medications, but different in the sense that the one that I had asked to be put on takes longer to kick in, but lasts longer in your system, which is more of what I knew I needed. My psychiatrist, with zero, absolutely zero hesitation, switched out the medications for me exactly how I had asked. And when I tell you, after being put on this medication, I have never felt more at peace every single day than I ever have in my entire life when it came to the overwhelming anxiety, and I am dead ass serious. That same medication has assisted in targeting my sleeping issues as well, because I felt like no matter what sleeping medication I was going to be put on or was on, my anxiety was still fighting it and not allowing it to work properly. And now I'm sleeping much better than I have been in over half a year, and that's literally no exaggeration. I've been struggling with these sleeping issues since January. I remember talking about it on our first podcasting episode. This entire time, I just felt so nervous to bring that up, or just frustrated in the sense that I felt like I couldn't explain it without sounding stupid and really having nothing to back it up. But I was so proud of myself for not giving up and finding a treatment that could help me better manage this anxiety. And I learned a huge lesson. You have to absolutely 100% be your biggest advocate, because nobody else is going to advocate for you more than or better than you. And I've said this many times before, and I'll keep saying it till I am blue in the face. I am a peer support specialist. I hold a mental health certification. I have the tools, the knowledge, and the research to help guide you in whatever ways you may need when it comes to your mental health. I have never been more passionate about anything other than standing behind somebody who needs help advocating for themselves and offering them the information and resources to do so in the best way that I possibly can. I have already been able to connect with so many people and help so many people, and I know there are still many more of you out there that I can help support and guide. I will answer you if you reach out to me. I will hear you. I will validate you and support you in whatever ways you need. I take advocating for others just as seriously as I do advocating for myself, because I had nobody to guide me when I needed it. And I don't blame that on anyone. I blame it solely on the lack of advocacy and resources.
I completely agree. And I know, as somebody who did go through, like I had mentioned earlier during the break, I had a surgery, and that was something that if I would have never advocated for myself, I would still be in pain to this day. And that is a big thing to me, because not only were my issues contributing to my anxiety and my depression because I was in pain every day, as soon as I was able to advocate for myself, then I got what I needed. I had everything fixed, and shout out to those doctors. They were amazing. I love them. I can sneeze and not be in pain. I can move. I can lay down and sit up super fast. It's amazing. For those of you wondering, I did have a hysterectomy, but my anxiety and depression has improved. And that's all through advocating for yourself and making sure you are doing what you know is best for yourself. And I just love that you figured it out, because I know how you've been feeling lately, and I could see a little change. I could. I've been really busy, but I could definitely see a little change.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I also love that for you. And I know how long it took you to find the right person that was going to help you with the situation that you had going on. And you know how long it took me to find somebody to help me with and actually understand me, validate me, listen to me. And There are so many people still struggling with finding that person, that mental health professional, or finding that coping mechanism or whatever it is that they want or need. There is nothing I love more than to be a support system for those who need it the most when it comes to their mental health. And I did want to mention that for some reason today, my voice is going in and out. I have a thyroid disease, and sometimes that just happens to me. So if I clear my throat, I'll try not to do it on camera, but it just might happen. And I probably won't edit it out because this is some real raw shit that I got going on, okay?
And I'm going to make a comment every time she does it because it's entertaining for me. I love you. Oh my gosh. Look how cute you look today.
Knock it off.
I won't.
God. God. All right. During our time off, I did still devote a lot of my time to our show, of course. I have been interviewing a special guest for an out-of-season episode that should be airing prior to this episode, hopefully. While filming with this special guest, I tested out a new video hosting podcast platform. I found the number one being Riverside FM. I tested the free version and then subscribed to one of their better subscriptions to test out both. And I'm sorry, Riverside FM, but your platform is absolute shit when it comes to filming and video feed. Honestly, for the subscription that I paid to test it out, it should have been running absolutely flawlessly. And Tori, it was like that one time we tried with Google Meet and nothing, our words weren't matching what we were saying, like the lag was, and we couldn't even release the video version of that episode. So we had to go back to trusty old Skype, and here we are again relying on Skype. And I tried Podcastle too, Podcastle AI, and tested one of their subscriptions, and no, just doesn't work. And these are supposed to hold, like, be able to film feeds and even live feeds for podcasters, and I don't know how they do that. So that was a major no-go. I also joined some podcasting groups. I've collaborated with a lot of other podcasters. I spent a lot of time using online platforms to find out what the public wants more discussions on in relation to mental health topics. And I took a lot of what I read into consideration and was able to get a pretty good start on season two's episode topics. We greatly appreciate the feedback that has been given to us on what the public wants to hear discussed in our show. We also have some updates to share in regard to our podcasting platforms and the distribution of our episodes to share at the end of our episode.
And I cannot thank you enough for testing that out as I was going through just about the craziest point of my life. If it was not for you, we would not have a season two starting. We would not, because I did not contribute anything. Lunatics, I was not doing anything. But Selena was out here and she was doing it all.
Well, I appreciate that, but at least you were there to answer my meeting calls.
Even if I was sitting outside in my shed with the children screaming. Gosh, it was always fun calling me.
Yeah, it was. But I always managed to make it through whatever it was that I was going to say, even with our ADHD issues.
Somehow our ADHD, the children's ADHD.
Yeah. We prevailed, so.
We did.
I'm proud of both of us.
We did so good.
During this last, there are a few things I found incredibly disturbing while we were on break in June, and I'm absolutely going to talk about them. As for June being Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, I saw people sharing posts and spreading awareness for this cause. But I also saw those same exact people posting cruel things about men. For example, having seven side piece men, posting about how they love being mean to men and many other things. And I'm not going to paint myself as a hypocrite here because There are definitely some men that absolutely deserve to be smeared like shit on a toilet seat, and I am all here for that. I actually had an instance where this dude posted on one of my pictures. I don't remember exactly what his name was, so we'll just call him Kevin because that's your typical F-boy name. So Kevin commented on one of my Instagram posts saying, "You need to change your username to Kevin's Girl." At that point, I was prompted to check my request folder on Instagram and in my DMs, and sure as shit, there's a message from Kevin responding to one of my Instagram stories that was a selfie that I posted, and his response was, "I am so lucky." So in that moment, this mother effer thought we were in a relationship. He just decided to be in a relationship with me, you know, saying he's so lucky, you need to change your name to Kevin's Girl. There were a couple other just as ignorant messages to follow. Of course, I responded just to brutalize this man because he deserved it nonetheless. And I'm, of course, married. And those type of men, I have no problem with anyone shitting on their life. However, not all men are like that, regardless of what anyone thinks. I don't know if maybe I wasn't looking in the right places at the right times, but I didn't see a single man share anything about their mental health related issues. The thing that bothers me the most is that I feel that as a society, there were way too many people falsely advocating for such an important cause, and I do not feel like we gave men a safe place to open up in any way, shape, or form. But with all that being said, I do have direct resources linked under our resource tab of our website specifically for men in need of help or guidance. These resources include Healthline Support Organization resources, GoodRx Men's Mental Health Facts and Resource Links, and Be the Difference Men's Resource Link.
I remember when you got those messages because I was getting my dog groomed and you were sending me screenshots of like this person, like, don't act like that. Anybody, man, woman, I don't care, whatever you are, don't act like that. But it does bother me when there are people who are sharing like men's mental health, it's so important. And then it's just being an icky person to people for no reason. And it's gross and it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I hate that. And in my house, we always say everybody can cry. And I think that just needs to be relevant to everybody everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. And the thing is, like, when I say that I saw so many people doing the opposite of what they were advocating for, I really want people to look deep within their soul and think about it. Think about whether they shared something to advocate for men, and did they ask any man that is in their life how they're doing, if they're okay? Because to me, I can almost guarantee you not many of those people who were advocating online were actually doing that behind the screen. And that's what bothers me the most.
I completely agree with that.
The other thing that I found extremely disappointing is the fact that June was also Pride Month. And for the first year in a long time, I have never noticed such a lack of support for this cause.
You know, that bothered me. And I'm going to say it, and I know I already referenced this. Like, we had that whole viral meme going with the girl. I'm actually not even going to fully go into what meme it was. I'm sure everybody can probably figure it out. And unfortunately, I feel that when something crazy viral happens, things that are more important that we need to have our attention focused on, they get put on the back burner. And I felt that was it for Pride Month, is that we should have been advocating, as we always do, for the LGBTQIA plus community. And we couldn't, because this absolutely asinine meme went infamous. And we could not focus on other things, because right now there is more attacks on the gay community than there ever has been in the past. And that's just not talking physical, that's talking legal as well. And unfortunately, due to our complete lack of I don't know, attention to these issues because of one crazy viral meme, they were set back. They were put somewhere else during their month. And that was extremely disheartening.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 100% right. When something like that happens, whether it be news or a viral thing that becomes this trend or just a funny thing to reference, the awareness for these important causes get slid under the rug and people just stop advocating, stop supporting. And how are we ever going to end these stigmas if these things, if we don't let these viral things, the news, go, like, acknowledge it, cool, laugh at it, whatever. Do whatever you want to do, but keep advocating and supporting the people that need to be supported for these awarenesses and keep bringing the attention, because there are too many people in our communities that need this support. And it's just disturbing. I don't have any other words for it.
I completely agree. It's very hard to try to be advocating for something and everybody else is like, oh, but look at this really super funny thing that we're now going to make 87 different memes off of. And now that's not important. It's very hard for me to wrap my mind around doing something like that. But I don't know. Maybe we're just different breeds of people.
Well, we are, in a sense, but I think talking about this today will really, I hope talking about this today will really make people look deep within their soul, and even the ones who don't have souls like me, like, look deep within whatever you do have left in there and figure out whether you're going to be the kind of person that does support the causes that you probably have shared things for, but then just forgot about them because of all these things. And July is Minority Mental Health Month, and obviously mental health has no gender, no race, no ethnicity. Why can't I say it?
Ethnicity. What does it have?
I'm not going to edit this out either.
No,
ethnicity,
I love this.
Bias. Anyone can experience mental health issues and be diagnosed with mental illnesses. While these do not present in the same way in every individual, that has nothing to do with gender, race, or ethnicity. In case anyone needs a reminder, mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, act, handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Under our resources tab, we have three direct resource links for information and support for minorities and mental health. The most important one to me was the DHS, Office of Minority Mental Health, because it provides several resources and sources for better health outcomes through communities, cultures, and connections. The website also provides a minority mental health toolkit at the bottom. Also, anyone can sign up with their email to receive important and relevant updates in regard to minority mental health.
You know, this one is difficult for, I think, people in our area to understand and want to advocate for, because unfortunately we do come from a predominantly white area. But as somebody who works in the field that I do work in, I do know that people that of a minority, they do tend to have less available resources, and it's very frustrating. And a lot of people, like I said, in our area, they're just not seeing that. But just because you don't see it does not mean it does not exist.
100% took the words right out of my mouth, honestly. Seriously. Lastly, we did notice that Podbean, which was our original podcast hosting platform, was not distributing all of our episodes to all the podcasting platforms it was supposed to be. I could not get tech support to help figure this out for us, so we made the decision to switch hosting platforms over to RSS.com, and a link for this will be updated on our website on our homepage under the podcast platform link buttons as soon as it's available. I am currently waiting for them to switch over our RRS feed URL and go live. I'm positive that this is going to happen before this episode airs. Overall, the switch to this platform was the best move for us. This platform provides better opportunities that Podbean could not provide us. Distribution to all major podcasting platforms should run smoothly from here on out, hopefully. But as always, I am going to continue monitoring these things.
I'm especially excited because, one, my mother, just bless her, okay? Bless her heart. And I mean that not in the southern way of, you know, cattiness. She's not good with technology, guys. She tries, man. She tries. And she has a hard time figuring out where to listen to our podcast. And so she keeps listening to it on YouTube, but like doesn't want to watch the video because she's busy. So I think switching over and making sure it is available on all different forms of social media, whatever, however people want to listen to it, I'm hoping this will make it easier for other people to hear our podcast.
Me too. I completely agree. And today we are ending this episode with the same thing we always do end this episode with. If you've survived another day at war with your brain, you are superior. We're wishing you nothing but peace in your soul, your mind, and another day of surviving until you can find your way of living.
And we will see all of you lunatics in 2 weeks on Trigger Warning Podcast.